Join me, Deirdre Walsh, this coming Monday from 1:30 when I'll be broadcasting Talk About live from ASTI. We'll be discussing the massive amount of work carried out by ASTI Community Development in its 5-year socio-economic plan. Have they succeeded in their aims? And what can other rural communities learn from them? Get involved and have your say. That's Talk About live from the village of ASTI this Monday, funded by the News Reporting Scheme. Hello there, good afternoon, and welcome to Monday on the Talk About programme. I'm Deirdre Walsh with you until 3 and coming to you live from the gorgeous village of ASTI in North Kerry this afternoon. Throughout the programme today, we'll be meeting some of the people who are passionate about this lovely village, and they're going to talk to us about what life is like here, some of the projects they've been involved in, what their hopes are for the future, etc. But we have a lot of our usual Monday slots on Talk About as well. Later on, Garda Aisling Connor joins me for the weekly Garda slot. We will also be joined by Paul Kavanagh from the McCarthy Insurance Group later on today. Paul will be answering any insurance-related queries you might have for him, but he will also specifically be talking about e-scooters. Yes, folks, we can't get away from them. We spoke about them a lot last week, and a lot of you had queries about them, particularly pertaining to insurance and rules of the road and all of that. So Paul will touch on all of that when he joins us later, but he's very happy to answer any questions you might have about home insurance or holiday insurance or whatever, car insurance, whatever it is, he'll be happy to answer. As always, there's loads of ways of getting in touch. You can email talkabout@radiokerry.ie, send a text or WhatsApp to 083 300 3300, and of course you can also phone Dervla, who's back on the phones in Tralee, 066 712 3666. Now let's get the show on the road, because I'm going to welcome my first guests from ASTI who've joined me here in the outside broadcast unit, and happy to have them here with me. So a very warm welcome this afternoon. Well, I'm welcoming him, but I think he's been welcoming me all morning. John Kennedy, chairperson of the ASTI Community Development, and also Lorraine McKelligott, who's treasurer of ASTI Community Development. John and Lorraine, welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Deirdre.
Thanks, Deirdre.
Lovely to be here. John, I say this very sincerely. ASTI is kind of a special place. There's a lovely vibe here and a very genuine community spirit. And I say this as someone who's been here a good few times in the last couple of years.
Yeah, first of all, Deirdre, welcome again to ASTI, and a special welcome to Radio Kerry and to Morris. Great to have you here. There's a great buzz around the community. Radio Kerry outside broadcast unit coming to our village. It's history and it's brilliant. But as you say, we feel it's unique ourselves. It's a special place, tremendous community spirit, great bond. And since we started in the development 10 years ago now, I suppose, it has gone from strength to strength, Deirdre. New people getting involved. That pride of place. And you can see it from the village today when you drive in. The colour, the houses painted, the flowers that are done by our Village and Bloom team, who'll speak later on. And it's just that, the pride in doing something and having people saying, isn't it lovely? This is not about any inspection or anything like that. It's about people passing through, just admitting that the place is lovely. And as well as that, we've been very successful in the projects we've done to date, and we've a few very exciting ones in the pipeline coming up, which we'll speak about later on.
Yeah, and you've a great quality of life here. You know, it's peaceful, and like, there's beautiful scenery, beautiful countryside, but you're also near a lot of places as well. There's lovely beaches around and that.
Yeah, well, we're near Ballybunnan, as you know. Ballybunnan, you come from there yourself, a special place, but closer, we have Litter Beach. It's unique. It's a hidden gem, as Morris said earlier on. You know, we have the Shannonway Trail, which we'll speak about. We have a local soccer and football pitches, which are second to none. And, you know, we have these facilities on our doorstep. And I think really what came through to us at COVID, before pre-COVID, there was a bit of negativity. What we don't have, what we can't get, what we should have. But when COVID came in and we met afterwards, we met online during the COVID, but afterwards when we met, and we could have this A, B, C and D, people realise what we do have.
It gave a whole new appreciation of what's on our doorstep. And that's the same for everyone in Kerry, I think.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you know, I think people bought in. And, you know, as I said, we have different groups. We go from January to Christmas. We have different groups. You know, there is a common denominator with a lot of the groups, but there's new people who come in. They specialise in what they do. They have pride in it, and we're delighted to be associated with them.
And I'm going to bring Lorraine in at this stage. Lorraine, I'm going to ask you kind of an unusual question to begin with, but in ASTI,
Well, I grew up here, and always, even from childhood memories, there was always activity in the village. There was always community, and there was always committees, and you were always involved as the child because my parents were involved in the committees. So you were naturally brought in. And that's something I have tried to instill in my kids as well, that if they can help out in any way to the community, to just keep, you know, paying it forward, as they say. But it's a lovely atmosphere. It's family, really. It's family.
Yeah.
You know, that's what keeps you coming back and doing the projects. And it's hard work at times, but it's really rewarding.
So that's a lovely answer. And Lorraine, talk to me a little bit about, like, your five-year plan. Are we at the end of that now? Or is this the last year of it?
We are, I suppose, during COVID, it kind of got stalled a little bit. So we launched in 2020. So I suppose for 2 years, we kind of really didn't get anywhere. So I suppose we are coming to the end of it. Some of the smaller projects have been completed, but the larger projects are still ongoing and probably will be for a number of years. So where it's the five-year plan is over, the long-term projects on that plan that were identified are still ongoing and will be for a number of years.
And when you put the five-year plan together, what was the idea behind it? Was it all about pinpointing ways to improve life in the village?
It was. I suppose when we started out, we were a little bit haphazard. We didn't really know where we were going or what funding was out there. And we kind of were told by a member of the community that another village had done a five-year plan. So we said, okay, maybe this is an idea. So we went down that road and we explored it, and representatives from FLAG, who gave us the funding for the plan, came and spoke to us, and we said, okay, you know, this is a good idea, this is the roadmap. So I think that kind of just set us up. We knew then what we needed to do. We had the projects identified from the plan, and we've just been executing them ever since.
And John, was it, like, in terms of the plan, was it things that would enhance, did you want to develop things that would enhance life for the people in the community, or was it tourist attractions to bring a few more people in, or what was it?
I suppose first for the people of the community, Deirdre, and the reason we did it was there was a lot of negativity. Places closing down, question mark about our school, about losing teachers, question mark about the church, so on and so forth, and our community centre not being used. So we were at the meetings and there was people saying there's nothing happening. There's a meeting again tonight and nothing happening. But suddenly then we decided, I think early on, we won't discuss any negativity. We'll be positive on what we have and what we're going to do. And, you know, we gained momentum from it. And I think the low-lying fruits, I'll call them, you know, we'd have to say Kerry County Council and the councillors were excellent to us. The guidance, the funding the councillors gave us from their own private funding that they get through the council. We did footpaths, we did lighting, we did signage, you know, visible. And suddenly we got the momentum, and you know, we developed a Village in Bloom team because we felt there was a need for flowers and colour in the village. There was areas we spoke to the landowners and they gave us permission to use it, and we drove on from that. And we have a fantastic group now, male and female, who are out two or three nights a week. We started a walkabout last January to get ready for the summer. And you know, I think initially have our own facilities for our own people, and then if people come in, that's a bonus afterwards.
And Lorraine, you mentioned about funding there. Kerry County Council obviously was able to give you some amount of funding, but you sourced it elsewhere as well, because, I mean, nothing will get done unless you have the cash first.
Absolutely. Like, Kerry County Council is continuous support from them through many of their schemes. But we also got money from Law Pro. It's a local authority water programme. Inland Fisheries have funded a lot of the studies for our Riverwalk recreation area. FLAG, as I mentioned before, funded our five-year plan. WKD funded the feasibility study for the improvements to the community centre. We're very lucky with the support we've got from local businesses, our local wind farms. We have got multiple rounds of funding from them through their community support funds. The Min Shed has given us funding for our polytunnel and equipment. And then obviously we have local donations from local families, local businesses, and our sponsors for our festival as well. Without them, we couldn't do all the work that we do.
Do you think that there's funding out there for other villages and towns like Asti? If people, you know, like community groups like yourselves only knew about them, or only knew how to access them, or just had the wherewithal to to collaboratively apply for them?
Yeah, there's loads of funding out there. It's really just knowing. I suppose Kerry County Council send out a weekly newsletter where they kind of give us, you know, what funding is coming up, what's available. So definitely to be, you know, on that email list that you know what's coming up. The councillors are very good as well, telling us what's coming up, you know, when to apply, when the deadlines are. And I think building a relationship with Kerry County Council as well, and the people that work in there, they're telling you what's coming up, you know, and prompting you for this funding. Once you know, they know what you're doing and they know you're going to complete it. I think it's very important to have those relationships to build them, and to reach out to other communities as well. That, say, for we've kind of had calls and stuff with other communities when they are starting out, and just to help each other.
About ASTI Community Development, John, I get the impression that there's a lot of you involved in it, which is a good thing.
Yeah, I suppose there's the usual top table, there's just 6 or 7 people involved, chairman, secretary, PRO, assistant secretaries and treasurers. But then we have a group, we have a working group probably of about 30, 35 people, and they're at the meetings. Everything we decide for the village is decided at the meeting. So there's no one-man show or two-man show here. This goes through, propose, seconded, discuss it, digest it, come back and make a decision on it and go together. And then, I suppose, at Christmas, Deirdre, which is a big focal point in the village for our life crib, we've over 100 people that are involved in the day-to-day checking out of the crib and that. And we're all, you know, no matter how much we do, the support we get locally, people mightn't go to a meeting, but they'll water the flowers or they'll plant flowers outside their house. That's their pride. That's their little job done for us. You know, we do traffic at the funerals. Volunteers, again, take time off work to do it. We're very lucky, look, with the input locally. We also have the local CE scheme under Jackie Cassan, and they do their part and play their part with us. It's a group. It's a group thing. It's not individuals. No one will do it on their own, or we certainly won't do it on our own either without the support from everybody. But I think it's all about learning from others, and certainly we have given advice to others that we've got from people as well to help along the way, because there is funding there. It's about being positive and it's about going after it. But I think the Bible for us is our 5-year plan. Because, as Lorraine said, we were going around in circles for the first year, maybe. We should do this and should do that. We needed a roadmap. We have it now, and we're on it, and we're very successful with it.
And I presume you'd be delighted to help out anyone from any other village in Kerry who's listening, who could use advice.
Yeah, we have already, Deirdre, and even down as far as Cork, we've had Zoom meetings with them explaining and giving out. We certainly don't know it all. We're still learning. But if you give something, you'll get something back in return.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I love the positivity point that you made earlier, because we could all be standing around and cribbing and, yeah, I don't like this and that wasn't done and this is bad and everything, but, like, you know, that'll get you nowhere. You've got to be positive. Yeah.
And I tell you, Deirdre, when we started, we sent out a text. We're in the village Tuesday night. You send out a text and that. But now we're coming from work, or some of us that are, some people that are retired, you'll get a phone call, 2 or 3 phone calls. What are you doing this evening? Suddenly there's a group out in the village. Suddenly they're below making tea in the community centre. Tis a bit of crack, more than work. Tis being involved, and tis that identity for the one goal for the village.
Brilliant. Well, listen, I'm looking forward to meeting some of the other people who are involved in the ASTI community. And I presume, as normal, John, you'll be on Terrace Talk tonight.
Yeah, we're a little bit disappointed. We thought you'd be from ASTI tonight, Deirdre, but no, we're looking forward to Ivan and Liam and Andrew tonight, and it'll be a great show. And again, I'd like to compliment Radio Kerry. We spoke about it off air. Going around the county is hugely successful. Coming to the SDs and the Milltowns and wherever you go, it's brilliant, Deirdre, and Ballybunnan a few weeks ago. Long may it continue, and thank you for being here.
My absolute pleasure. Thanks a million to Lorraine and to John from ASTI Community Development, and we'll be meeting more people from ASTI after this break. Now, there was one winner of Friday's bingo. That was Niamh Burke from Abbey Dorney. She's won herself €400, and she bought her book in Carraboyle in Abbey Dorney. So you're playing for €400 again today, and a reminder that this Friday's jackpot will be for €9,400. Well, we've just received a really lovely text message in about ASTI from somebody who's not from here. It's somebody called Pat in West Limerick, and this is what he says. Hi, Deirdre. Passing through our ASTI village, I saw the outside broadcast unit and I tuned in. I have to say ASTI is a wonderful village. Every time I pass through on the way to Ballybunion, there are people out cleaning, watering, watering flowers and cutting grass. The place is looking amazing. We used to always stop on the way to the beach at Kennedy's shop for ice cream. We got to know the GAA club where they used to play, when they used to play in the Foynes tournament. Great people. Congratulations to them on what they have achieved and best of luck to them with future projects. So that came in from Pat in West Limerick. So that was a lovely, lovely comment and all very positive as well. Well, let's meet some more guests from ASTI who have joined me here in the Outside Broadcast Unit, and I'm delighted to welcome them. They're both from the Village in Bloom group. They are Martina Galvin and Martin Kennedy, and they're going to talk to us about some of the wonderful projects that are underway here in ASTI. Welcome, Martin and Martina.
Thanks, Deirdre.
Martina, you're involved both in the Village in Bloom and the Shannon Way Trail Committee. First of all, that was a lovely compliment, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely wonderful.
You're
absolutely
pleased with that, I
very
think.
Much. Yeah. Very much so, yeah.
What is the Village in Bloom group?
The Village in Bloom group are so many off, an offshoot, we'll say, of the development, where we do the planting on the village, the flowers, and spring, summer, autumn, and winter, if you look at it, because we do it again for Christmas, you know, and we keep the flowers watered as well as after planting them, and just keep everything looking very well.
And are there many of you involved in it?
Oh, there's a good few. Martin, about 10, I suppose, is there?
Yeah.
And like, are you working on it all year round, or some times of the year busier than others?
Well, yeah, this time of the year would be busier, obviously, because you'd have the annual plants would have to go in and all that, and you'd have to get the place ready after the winter, and you know what the winter is like, and then you have to keep the plants watered. So it really, this time of the year, and that watering of the plants is voluntary. Like, people turn up to water the plants in the village. They water the plants. They keep everything, you know, ship shape, really.
Yeah. And why did you get involved in this?
Well, I retired, for one. And, you know, it's always to have something good to do when you retire. And you meet people. It's a social thing. You know, you come down to the hall and you'll have the cup of tea and we'll have the meetings and the chit-chat that goes on between a group like that. And there are a few of us in the group that are retired. Most of them aren't, but they manage to find time to do what has to be done as well.
And you're outdoors as well. Are you someone who likes to be outside?
I love to be outdoors. Like, yeah. Like, for instance, the Shannon Way Trail there that you have that mentioned, and that's outdoors. And there's a subcommittee of the development in that as well, and I'm on that. Now, you know, well, now that it's successful, and we have to keep an eye on it, make sure that everything is okay up there as well.
Yeah, very good. Let's talk to Martin next. Martin, why did you get involved in the Village in Bloom?
Well, I retired 4 years ago, Deirdre. And,
and are you from here?
Yeah, just up the road. As I say, retired. And I didn't plan to do it home, but just the village, it's our village, and we wanted to keep it right-like. So, we'll say, we were talking there about, we'll say, our church. We thought we wouldn't have any priest. And so we said, we're going to lose our church as well, maybe. So, we were delighted last year when we heard that we're getting a priest, and we got a new priest, Father Buckley. And it's brilliant, like. So, this year then, we've really got into it, and we've painted all the sacristy, all the church and everything. And everything has to be done outside as well. All the different places kept going. The V behind and Lacey's Cross and all along the village has to be kept clean. Mm-hmm. And it shows it.
Yeah. Would you be a handyman with a paintbrush now, Mark?
Yeah, no problem at all.
You're the man.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. And of course, like, when you retire, you don't want to be sitting at home watching television all day.
I can't.
You can't stay still.
No, you have to be doing something. I have to be doing something. I'm just that kind. I was always that way, and I think it has gone that way again. Like, you know, it's great, like, to get out, meet all the people, and you meet all, like, we do the funerals there. That's brilliant, like, because our village was dangerous at one stage. It probably still is, like, for funerals, because when the people come out, you know, they come out onto the road. So we do the traffic. There's so many of us doing the traffic, we'll say, for the funerals, and it's brilliant, like. And for everything else that's going on, anything else that's happening in the village, we're involved in it
as
well.
There's a team of you ready to roll.
Yeah, team ready to go, like, so, you know.
Perfect. Listen, we're going to take a very short break, but I want to talk a little bit more about the Shannon Way Trail in a second, but we'll take a very short break. Now, there's another lovely comment after coming in. Martina might be able to explain this to me. Someone says, I love driving through SD and sometimes there's an old sheepdog keeping watch by the side of the road and I always salute him. Do you know the sheepdog?
I do. He's just there outside the village and he'd especially be there if they were bringing the kettle across.
Yeah. So he's part of the furniture.
He's part of the furniture.
Around here as well. Mm-hmm. Before we run out of time, I must ask you to tell me a little bit more about the Shannon Way Trail, because you're very much involved in that, Martina.
That's right. Now, we were very lucky that we got funding to develop the Shannon Way Trail, the SD section of it, I call it.
So it's a walk, is it?
It's a walk. And it's actually, the original walk goes from Ballybunion to Tarbert. So the SD section of it is the one that we look after and the one we got the funding for. We were very lucky to get that from Kerry County Council under the ORIS scheme. And now that we have that developed, they have agreed for the next, we have finance got for the next section, which will be from Ballybunion to Larha, which is where it goes at the moment.
What kind of stuff needs to be done with that funding?
Well, what we did in the section that's here in SD, like, the council came in and they basically built a walking road, for the want of a word, a proper trail where people can walk. It's gravelled and it cuts, you know, it costs something like 200,000 or something like that, from funding from the council to do it. And it's easy access and it's clean. And we have people coming from quite all over North Kerry really actually use it.
Because the hiking and the walking is so popular now. It's huge.
That's right, yes. People love to go for a walk, you know. So we're hoping like this, now with the new funding got for the other section, it will be a longer walk. And, you know, some people that are really into walking are into trails like that, it will be a longer walk for them and it will be actually more beneficial.
So there's lots more to do down in the future as
Lots more to do. And, like, we have the plan in place for it. We have, you know, we have seen it and it's being developed.
Yeah, very good. And are you involved in that as well, Martin? If they need someone.
If they need it, yeah.
A bit of muscle.
Yeah.
Brilliant. But,
it's a lovely walk. Thanks to all the owners that have given the land themselves, like, to the walk.
And the scenery must be incredible.
Oh, it's unreal, yeah. Unreal, yeah.
On a day like today.
Yeah, yeah, beautiful.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, listen, folks, we let you go, but great to talk to you both and to find out about the wonderful projects that are going on. And it hasn't escaped the public's notice, because people are texting in saying how beautiful the place looks. And I can testify to that, because I'm here looking out the window at it, at how beautifully maintained Asti is. So well done to you all, to Martin Kennedy and Martina Galvin from the Village in Bloom Group and the Shannon Way Trail Committee. We're going to take a break, folks. By the way, if you have anything to share with us this afternoon, please do get in touch on 066 712 3666. And I have the computer in front of me here, the laptop in front of me here in Asti in the outside broadcast unit. So you can text me directly, 083 300 3300, and that's also the number to WhatsApp. I can tell you the sun is beating down on us here in the lovely village of Asti, getting some lovely comments in about the show and about the people of Asti. Isa and Tig Buckley in my van just wanted to say well done to everyone in Asti. Hard work can pay off, and I think that that is very true. Never a truer word, as they say. Keep your calls and comments coming in to us. I can't believe I've got to nearly an hour into the programme and I still haven't said well done to the Kerry team. Weren't they absolutely magnificent yesterday? When the chips were down, the lads all showed up, every one of them, and it was so exciting. I was so afraid that it was going to go the other way, but we got there in the end. It might have been an ugly win, but we'll take it any way at all. So well done to Jack O'Connor. I always have great faith when Jack is in charge. Well done to him. Well done to all the team. And let's hope we get Paul Gainey back for the final. Right. I won't go on any more about sport now, because you still have Terrace Talk coming at 6 o'clock, starring John Kennedy, of course, who'll be back on the airwaves with you again. For now, though, let's meet some more lovely people here in Asti who've popped in for a chat. And I'm delighted to welcome Michelle Sheehy, who's principal of Astee National School, and Owen Kennedy. Again, Owen is involved with the local community development group, and he's going to be chatting to us as well. Welcome to both of you, first of all.
Thanks, Deirdre.
Michelle, to start with yourself, how long have you been teaching at the school? How long have you been principal?
I've been here in the school 23 years, Deirdre, and I'm principal for 12 years, and I'm also a past pupil of the school. So as you can imagine, Astee holds a very close place in my heart.
Yeah, so it's come full circle.
And my own children go to the school as well, and
Well, isn't that lovely? So. And tell us about the school, how many pupils you have and teachers.
So on roll, we have 55 children now last year, and then we have 4 teachers, so we've 3 classroom teachers, and I'm glad to say we have 1 full-time set teacher now, and we've 1.5 SNAs then. So one of the SNAs, actually Fiona, is very involved here in the community development, and she keeps me informed if I ever miss a meeting.
Yeah.
So we have a great staff, we have a great board of management, huge parental support and lovely children.
Yeah, sure, you couldn't ask for more, really.
Yeah, it is great.
And it's so important, isn't it, to keep the numbers up when you have a primary school in a small village, because it could easily go the other way.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I never worry too much about the numbers, Deirdre, because nearly every summer somebody contacts me. You know, they might have intended sending their child elsewhere, and then they get second thoughts and decide, okay, we're going to send them to Astee, or a family will move into the area. We've had families move back from, you know, who've immigrated, I suppose, in their 20s, and once they've had children and the children are due to start school, we've had families move back from Australia, New Zealand, London, New York, and most recently now, in the last few years, we've had 2 Ukrainian families join the school, and they've really integrated into the village as well. Actually, one of the moms, Anna, she's the caretaker of the community hall here in Astee, and herself and her family have been involved in voluntarily painting the community hall and the upkeep of the village, and involved in the flowers and all that. So they've really, both families have really integrated nicely into the village.
Isn't that lovely?
So we're always open to new families, and I suppose I'd love to put out the word there to Kerry County Council, ease off on the planning restrictions on us, because we need new housing in Astee. We need new families to be able to live here and make it their home.
Yeah, because you need a vibrant community to keep the school going, to keep everything going.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, the school benefits hugely from the work of the Development Association here. Like at the very start of it, way back, I suppose, is it 8 years ago or more, pre-COVID, the children got there to input all their ideas and their plans for the village. And I suppose some of them are now teenagers, and it's lovely for them to see all the progress that has been made and the work that has been done.
So they were asked about their ideas for the village.
Yeah, way back
as well.
At the very start of the 5-year plan, yeah.
So, and what kind of things did they come up with?
They had drawings. I'm sure there's photographs of their drawings and all that on record. And we had team meetings down in the hall. The teenagers were involved in the evening, and the school children then were involved through the school. And they came up with lovely ideas, some daft ideas, but some fantastic ideas. Of course, they all want walkways and playgrounds and recreation areas. Yeah. And I think some of them had put in for a filling station and coffee shops and all that as well. But
yeah. But nice to get them involved, though. That was a great idea.
We're delighted. Every age group was involved that time. So it's a real community, thing. And like, we're spoiled for choice with the walkways now here. As a school, we've taken part in the Shannon Way Trail Walk, which goes from Tullahinal to Larha. And it's a lovely facility. You know, the last time we used it now, we asked the GA, are very good to us as well, because they allowed us to use the car park in the GA as a meeting point for the children to be dropped off and picked up. We had a picnic in the GA pitch, actually, and, it was a lovely occasion. We'll definitely do it again. I have it part of our well-being plan, actually, the different walks around the place. And I must say, the children in the school are very sporty as well. They've been involved in lots of football competitions in particular. They were successful in the mini sevens, in particular our girls this year. And also the Cumann na Munscoil, I suppose, the children have won the Cumann na Munscoil North Kerry a number of times down through the years. And this year our girls got to the county final, but they were beaten at the county final, which was a huge achievement.
Great to get there.
And like, we use the GA pitch there, regularly. Owen here helps out with training and coaching. And there's a lovely walkway around the pitch now as well, for, anybody from the community to go for a run or go for a walk. And they've done great work on the maintenance of the pitch itself. So we're very lucky. And last summer they had the cool camps for the very first time. here in Astley GAA.
For the first time?
Yeah,
that's
great. My own son took part in it now. It was lovely just to be able to drive over the road. There was over 50 children, you know, and again this summer now, this August, there'll be cool camps again. So hopefully it'll be an annual event.
Brilliant. Well, let's talk to Owen Kennedy next. And Owen, you, like Michelle, you're a native, aren't you? And what was it like growing up in Astley?
I suppose it was lovely. Like, I mean, you're very lucky. It is an innocent kind of an upbringing, I suppose, really. You're away from a lot of the hassle, I suppose, you might get into if you're in a large urban or city area, you know. But I mean, we're blessed with the natural amenities on our doorstep and later the football and soccer pitches. Like, you know, I mean, it's a great way to grow up, really, in a safe environment. And, you know, we're, yeah, very lucky in that sense. Yeah.
And did you ever think, you know, this is too small for me, I'm going to move to New York or Dublin or wherever?
I suppose I was in the big city of Tralee for a while, but
that was as far as you got.
It was. I didn't get any further, but particularly lads my age, a lot of them did go further afield for a while. But you know, like Michelle mentioned there, there's a lot of them come back then when starting families, and you know, when they've settled down a bit, and that's lovely to see too. Like, you know,
yeah, and there does seem to be a pretty young enough population around. I mean, as Michelle was saying, there's good enrolment in the schools and that, so people are choosing to raise their families and stay here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and look, I suppose from when we started with the 5-year plan and all that, you know, there is a great community buy-in, and they can see the kind of roadmap for what we want to do as well. And for, like, I suppose if I could, just when we started in 2017, the goal was to make Astley a more attractive place to live and work. And all the projects that we've done up to now are going towards that goal. Then the two big goals were the renovation of the community centre, which we've done a feasibility study for and hope to do further work on that. And then the development of a recreation area in Riverwalk was, I suppose, the big one. We've spent the last 2 years working on that with different studies and surveys, spending between 50 and 100,000. Luckily, the money we raised from the festivals covered our side of things, with thanks to over 100 sponsors, and we got grants from different funds to cover the rest. And up to as recently as Friday, we're after getting conditional planning to go ahead with that. So we're on to the next phase of that journey now. And look, I suppose it's a very exciting project. It's back to the future in many ways. The handball alley at the bottom of the village was a focal point for decades. The river itself was used as a path by kids from the hill coming down to school. And Astley gets its name from Astley River, the Black Waterfall. So there's a lot of nostalgia, I suppose, attached to that. And we're hoping now it'll be a very inclusive project. And again, in conjunction with the community, to try and from the very youngest to the most experienced members of the community to have something for everyone there, like, you know. And I suppose just for people listening in, if they don't know Astley, and a shot of people won't, you don't need to, because as Radio Kerry often do, going around to different communities, everyone, particularly in rural areas, have the same challenges, but they also have the same pride of place, wanting to make things better, wanting to leave things better than how they found it. And that pride is within everyone, you know. And I suppose, look no further than yesterday, look at the reaction of Clifford at the end yesterday with the last point, the crowd cheering. Look internationally, Messi, a man that's won everything, bawling, crying at the final whistle against Egypt, because it's something money can't buy. It's you're playing
sense of place.
Yeah, you're representing where you're from, your family, your friends, your community. And you know, there's nothing like it. And as has been mentioned earlier, Astley has a massive sense of pride of place. I suppose to give you an idea, when we were doing our 5-year plan, we set up astleyvillage.com to keep people informed. Since then, it's been visited from over 80 countries, and over 500,000 people have visited, which is massive for a small area, and it just shows the sense of pride. Also, I've made a couple of videos for Astley Community Development on Facebook and Instagram at Christmas of our diaspora. We do have over 60 from around the world involved in it, and just how excited they were, I suppose, to be asked. And it just shows the warmth and the sense of pride they feel in Astley, no matter where they are in the world. And going back to locally, Astley, the Astley Rovers are celebrating 50 years this year. They have a social later on the year. Astley GAA is 40 years this year with a great night in the community centre during the festival. The Litter Beach is Green Coast Award for 10 years in a row. So no matter what, and the school do massive work, so there's a massive sense of pride. Also recently there was a memorial mile tractor run for late Tom Collins, who sadly died too soon, and the village was absolutely mobbed from early morning till late. And it just shows the kind of support and the way people are there for each other in times of need as well as in good times. And like you've seen yourself with the fundraisers with Stars in the Rise before COVID that we had, they're nights that the whole place remembers forever, do you know, and yeah, they're fantastic memories to have. And sadly, three or four people who took part in that have since passed on. So they're extra special, and they're the memories we have of those people, yeah, as well. Like, do you know?
You know something, this wasn't on the script, but I have to ask you, because I couldn't come to Asti and not ask this question. What is the Jesse James connection?
Born and bred. No, so his great-great-grandfather lived in Asti for, I think, as apparently he was born in England, lived here, and went over to Kentucky, I think it was, and Jesse was born in I think it was Missouri, was it, a century later, close enough anyway, and yeah, became an outlawed area.
Yeah, a famous outlaw. And he's the only outlaw that ever came out of Asti,
yeah,
of course.
The only one, yeah.
The only one. Am I right in saying, didn't you have an exhibition of photographs at the Jesse James pub that
we
was?
Had, yeah. And like we were, it was Dave Horgan who bought it. It was kind enough to give us the use of the place for the weekend, and I mean, not too many people do that, but I suppose Tom Kendi did a massive amount of work asking different people, and so I couldn't even tell you how many people donated photos to be put on show there, and the feedback from people was amazing. Do you know, I mean, the different stories, and some of the photos are going back 100 years, and it's just even recent photos, the amount of people who've passed on and the significance they have and the stories behind the photos and all that, it's a lovely thing to have as part of the festival.
Yeah, absolutely. Michelle, I've a feeling you've a few more things to tell me about the school, judging by that pad of notes you have in front of you there.
Well, I suppose, like, you know, everybody benefits from the village, so fabulous. There's been work done on the footpaths, the lighting, the signage, you know, the place is painted up so beautifully, the church and the hall and the school as well, and flowers and shrubs everywhere. You know, people slow down when they're passing through the village to take note, and people comment very positively on it as well. You know, there's been great work done in the grotto there in the recreation area across the road. It looks so beautiful. And like as a school now, we take the children across to say a little prayer. But every May, they have an outdoor mass. And as part of that, the communion class would be invited as special guests. So Father Hussey, our priest there recently, he invited the communion class every year to the grotto mass. And Father John Buckley, now our new priest, has continued on with that tradition. So it's very nice. And, it, you know, to get use of the grotto and the recreation area.
Yeah.
We also go to the Blessed Well, Deirdre.
Oh, tell me about that.
That's very well maintained and very well kept as well. I'm sure the locals down there are involved in it as well as the committee here. And as a school, we often go on a nature walk down to the Blessed Well. We've done it for years. And the sixth class then would have their graduation mass of an evening in June every year. And, you know, families that go down there for the first time ever, maybe, will return year after year. Then I meet them. You know, it might be their first time for their child's graduation, and then they'll turn up again because it's so lovely and peaceful. Mm-hmm. And there's something very special about the outdoor masses.
Mm-hmm. And can I ask you as well, in addition to the families, the local families from the village, do you get kids going to your school from abroad, hinterland, around us?
Yeah, we're very lucky now. We've had a few families from the Ballylongford direction and the Ballybunion direction. We try not to steal kids from any other parish, but you know, sometimes they just choose to come. Yeah, I suppose if they're on the Asti side of either of the towns, they'll come to us. So we're very lucky. Yeah.
And is the school building old? Has it been there a
it's
while?
It's over 50 years old now, but like that, we try to do, you know, we try to maintain it well, and we do a few little jobs every year. So yeah. I have a great staff and a great board of management, and you know, we try to maintain it as best we can. We've a sensory garden now recently, and it ties in lovely with the green school. And, you know, the children benefit hugely from that. Again, it was down to funding, like from the community benefit funding, actually. My neighbour, Jim Connor in Larha, always looks after us, and he gives me the heads up when the applications are open to apply for funding. So it's true things like that, like that we've, you know, we've maintained, we'll say, the playground. We've added swings and slides and a little playhouse and a little shoppa. And, you know, we've been allowed to, I suppose, improve the school and its grounds. We have a very good parent council as well, and we have a student council who make decisions for the school as well.
Brilliant. Listen, so I'm going to have to finish up with you both, but just very briefly before you go, because I asked this to some of the earlier guests, and I'll start with you, Owen. What's the best thing about living in Asti?
The beach is definitely a highlight anyway. It's if after if you want to clear the head, go down for a walk for half an hour, and there's no place like it, really.
And where's your favourite beach? Litter?
Litter, yeah.
Litter.
And Bale is also a beautiful spot, but yeah, Litter, I suppose, would be closer to us. So
yeah, you're spoiled. So the beaches, and what would you say, Michelle, is
the best? I'd say the same, like Dave Griffin down at Litter Beach, you know, he's applied for the Green Coast Award for the last 10 years, and he invites the school children down and their families when he's raising the flag. So sometimes the children from the school get to raise the flag. And Dave is very knowledgeable as well about, you know, the bottlenose dolphins down in Litter. Yeah. And he'd give talks, very informative talks. Actually, if he's listening, I'll be looking for him to come in again the coming year.
Okay. Owen, you want to make a final point?
Just one final point. I suppose, look, as we get going for the recreation area in Riverwalk now, I suppose we'll be just looking for new people to get involved in and make one big push and like that between the fundraisers and the work to actually make it happen. We want it to be a thing in years to come that everyone will look back and say that was a great thing to be part of, like, you know.
Absolutely. Well, well done, and keep up the good work. Great to chat to you both and to hear so much positivity coming from this fabulous village.
We did have the June Bank Holiday weekend, their festival, Deirdre, and there was amazing work done by everybody, you know. There was something for everybody, old and young.
Yeah, okay. I got to let you go, I'm afraid, because I've one final guest to fit in before we finish up, but a huge thank you to both of you for coming in for a chat this afternoon. Owen Kennedy from the committee talking to us about the work going on here, and Michelle Sheehy, principal of ASTI National School. Now, a lovely comment in from a listener as well who says, Deirdre, Owen and Michelle's positivity should be bottled. They are just wonderful. They are lovely to listen to, says that listener. So, yeah, I'm sure Owen and Michelle will be delighted to hear that as well. A couple of people texting in as well and saying well done to everyone in Ballybunion for the festival over the weekend, the Horizon Festival. Yes, I was there myself. It was a massive success. Well done to everybody involved, and it was great crowds and lovely to see it. But before we finish up, I just want to say a huge thank you to everybody here in ASTI who gave myself and Morris such a lovely, warm welcome. We were fed and watered and cooled down and everything else. We just can't get over the warmth of the welcome we got here, and it was great to see it. Pat was on sound back at base in Tralee. Dervla took your calls, and Morris kept the show on the road here in the Radio Kerry Outside Broadcast Unit. We'll be back in Tralee tomorrow and chat to you then at 1:30. From all in ASTI, bye for now.
Funded by the News Reporting Scheme.